Yeah, just happy. I really don't care how we got it done, but we got it done. That's all that matters. So happy at that.
How do you like mixing in a couple of those read options there? What do you think that adds to the offense when you're a quarterback?
I think it added a lot, especially today. When not everything is clicking, we weren't sort of in a rhythm for the second half. But, being able to just find something like that and put it in there, made something happen and made a couple big plays and, found a way to get it in there.
Was that the first real read options that you've run since
you took over? It was at least the first, substantial couple. There's been one or two, but nothing that, there's been the defense is actually closing. So that was the first couple where, they sort of gave me the option to run it and make something out of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We've had a read option in.
So you have that other call and you just handed it off.
Yes.
What did you see on the interception? It looked like there was maybe some kind of miscommunication with Jordy there.
It was just – we just weren't on the same page trying to give our receivers a chance and didn't put the ball where it was supposed to be. We look at film, we talk about it, and we keep moving.
What's it take to avoid getting frustrated when you have three and outs in the second half and the other team takes the lead to assure us that you'll be able to make a few plays?
I mean, I don't know how many plays we had on offense today, not that many. And going three and outs like that, one, it just hurts our defense, and two, it doesn't allow us to get in a rhythm. So we just try to figure out a way to get, just at least one first down to get our rhythm going. And when we needed it, we had it. But we would like to put together the full game of it where we're not, just three and out, three and out, three and out. Then when we need it, we'd rather be able to put it together all 60 minutes.
Hey, Brett, was the read option stuff specific to something you guys saw film against these guys and can you still use it, regardless of the opponent, or is it very opponent-specific?
No, the read option was actually just – we always have it just because, I'm able to run. But it was something that we ran once, and we liked what it looked like, and we came back to it a couple times, and it worked out in our favor. When you find something, you stick with it, and that's what we did.
You caught them off guard with that threat.
Yeah, I think, especially from last game, we're just airing it out every, couple plays, taking shots. It was different, especially how we approached this week with just, the zone read and stuff like that. So probably threw him off a little bit, but, we executed and did what we were supposed to do.
Did you have keeping playoff hopes alive in your mind at all? This is one of those games where it was in your mind, or don't you allow that to creep in?
Our thought is to win the game, and our first objective is to get to 10 wins, and we got to win them all to get to 10 wins. 10 is a magic number when talking about playoffs, so we're just trying to get there. If we can get there, then we can start worrying about, what happens from there.
You've taken so much on your shoulders. I know you try not to, but you want to play well, I
think. Yeah.
Was it nice, though, to not have to do it all today? I mean, you made some plays, but you get a defensive touchdown, you get a big special teams play. I mean, what does that do for you as the quarterback when you get back?
It helps a lot, especially, just having a couple starts under my belt. It helps a lot. And we try to do that every week. Today, all three phases, really played their butts off. And, it helps all three phases. We'll go back, look at film, and get it rolling on offense. But, the defense played their butts off, and special teams came up with some huge plays for us.
What did you see on that third and one right before you guys kicked that field goal to tie it up? It was a throw to the outside, but it was kind of perplexing. I mean, what did you see at quarterback? Is there something that you could have maybe rounded off the middle? It looked like the defensive tackles were kind of on the outside of the guard's shoulders, and there was really no one in the middle because it was a spread.
No, there's nothing perplexed about that. It's an empty pressure. And so every gap is taken up in that look. So you have a guy who's 10 yards off on your number three receiver. So you give him a chance, throw it, let him make a one-on-one opportunity. We just didn't get it.
So it's just execution by the wide receivers?
It's just, the play. It's not a lack of. It's just us getting the job done, and we didn't get it done there.
Brett,
66 yards of career highs, the hamstring 100%. Are you fully healed?
Yeah, it felt good today. You know, my wife has been rubbing it down, and you know, so she got me better, and the training staff. So not leave them out, but you know, wife has been double duty. So yeah, it's better, and I'm running around. Thank you, baby.
Do you feel any different out there today than you did 6 weeks ago?
I feel a lot more comfortable. You know, for me right now, it's just finding consistency in what I do, and you know, finding ways to win. You know, this game isn't about throwing four touchdowns or, you know, running for 100 yards as a quarterback every week, but sometimes you got to do it. And it's just finding those certain ways to win in given situations, you know, for me, just getting more experience. You know, this is a game that's going to help me down the road as well. You know, when, you know, the passing offense isn't going as well as we want it to, but rushing, running the ball is. And, you know, it's those type of things for me that allow me to get more comfortable and just believe in, you know, what I can do. You know, if throws aren't there, then we'll run if we need to. If, you know, just like last week, if, you know, we want to, we can take shots and throw the ball as much as we want. But, you know, it's just finding that rhythm for me. So.
What does it say about a guy like Aaron Jones to come in and get his land carry and seal the game?
That's, you know, it's Aaron Jones for you, man. All he needs is one and big play. I mean, to come in and ice a game like that on one carry, can't really have better than that. So I'm sure he's happy.
Do you feel more pressure, more urgency now that Aaron started practicing yesterday?
No, I mean, we're just trying to win games. No matter who's at the helm, you know, I love playing. And, you know, I like being the quarterback playing on the field. You know, nobody wants to sit. But at the same time, you know, I just got to lead this team and try to find victories. And, you know, Aaron's slinging it around. He's looking good. But for right now, I'm just going to make the most of my opportunity and, you know, use it to the best of my ability.
What do you think it did for you guys, though? I mean, there's been kind of these moments with him where you see him in practice a couple weeks ago when he's doing his rehab and there's some excitement. He throws before Pittsburgh, there's some excitement. He practices yesterday. Could you feel that? You know, you obviously have a big role in making sure that he has a reason to come back.
Yeah.
But could you feel something with your team that he was out there yesterday?
I mean, you know, everybody's rallying around everybody. You know, when he's back at practice, he brings a great energy to the field and to the practice field. You know, we're just praying that he gets better as fast as possible. But in the meantime, we got to win games. So that's what it comes down to.
After the kind of the stretch of three and outs, you go in the huddle, 6 minutes left, you're down by three. What's the mood in the huddle? Did you say anything to the guys? Did anybody say anything in that group before you started that drive?
No, you know, it's just executing. You know, that's the thing. Even starting out the game, you know, with a lot of penalties and stuff, we were moving the ball at first, but just kept shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties. And that drive, nothing special, man. You know, I told them, let's just do what we do, and that's execute. And we moved the ball efficiently. You know, we did what we're coached to do and supposed to do. And we got a field goal out of it. Then we made the plays when we needed to make them.
Brett, how do you internalize the booing that you hear here at Lambeau? I mean, obviously you've played pretty well on the road.
Yeah.
Had some rough stretches here at home. Big time victory today. Mm-hmm. You're over there after those three and outs. Obviously it's a frustrating situation. How are you handling that?
I don't even listen to it, to be honest. I mean, you hear it, but at the same time, it's just white noise. Because at the end of the day, we're out there. It's just us. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to be more disappointed than we are because we're the ones busting our butt all week. We're the ones, you know, putting in the hours, studying every week. So, you know, who's ever booing, you know, obviously, it is what it is. You know, we're going to get out there and we're going to, every opportunity we get, we're trying to make the most of it. We're not going out there trying to get a three and out. But, you know, we're going to look at the film. We're going to correct it. You know, nobody's in the film room with us watching it. So it's just us. And, you know, the ones cheering, obviously they got our back, and we're trying to win every chance we get.
You say that every time. Like, you're just here to win.
Yeah.
You don't care about the numbers. But if we had told you before the game that you were going to throw for 84 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that tell you, that you guys were able to win and the passing game didn't have to do that?
Yeah, you know, it means a lot. And obviously, you know, coming into the game thinking, you know, nobody thinks we're going to throw for 84 yards. Yeah, at least want to get to 100. But at the same time, you know, nothing's perfect. And I try not to make the most, you know, I'm going out there and I'm trying to give it my best. You know, I can't expect to throw for 300 or 400 yards every game. I can't. You know, that's the way the league is. That's the way football is. You know, I can't expect to be a great, right? You know, it takes a while to get to that point. It takes a while to build that consistent level of play. And so I'm not here to, you know, just act like I can jump and be, you know, the best when I know I have to grow to it. And it's all a learning experience. You know, for me, I'm getting a lot of experience. But the main thing I know, you know, and obviously my faith is above, that I just have to keep my head down and just keep playing throughout all this stuff. You know, we got to win today. And honestly, I could throw, I'd be fine throwing for 87 yards and we win them all. I promise you that I would be perfectly fine if we win them all and I'll throw for 50 yards.
Do you think you've grown a lot, though?
Maybe it looks like that.
Yeah, I just feel comfortable, you know, and I'm just having fun now, really. You know, this opportunity is so much, and it's truly a blessing. You know, some people make it more than what it is. And you have to understand that we're all blessed to play this game. You know, everybody in this locker room is blessed to play this game. We're all here for a reason. You know, and God gave us this opportunity to use it. And, you know, we got to use our gifts to the best of our ability. So, you know, throughout these weeks, I've grown a lot. I've become comfortable, and I love my teammates, you know. Got a closer bond with them. And the name of the game is winning. And that's all it comes down to.